USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in El Paso, Texas, at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Folks are already beginning to line up to see President Trump, including this resident who told KFOX, a local Fox affiliate down in El Paso, why she's excited to see the president come to El Paso.
Mostly I want to show him my support. We're not all, you know, against him, that we are for him.
House Democratic leaders blast Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for using anti-Semitic language in tweets about Israel. A statement from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office read in part, "We condemn these remarks and call upon Congresswoman Omar to immediately apologize for these hurtful comments." Michelle Carter, the Massachusetts woman in the texting suicide case, began serving her 15-month sentence for manslaughter today. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
The man accused of killing 11 people and injuring several others in a Pittsburgh synagogue is facing new charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In federal court on Monday morning, Robert Bowers was facing an additional 19 federal charges, including discharging a firearm, hate crimes, and obstruction of free exercise. He pled not guilty. Those charges are in addition to the 4 Bowers pled not guilty to back in November. He has requested a jury trial. Bowers accused of shooting during morning services at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood on October 27th.
It's the snowiest February in 70 years in Seattle, Washington, and they're only 11 days into the month. Seattle resident Pat Andrews says the city's doing what they can to keep the streets clean.
Limited number of snow plows and everything like that. They're trying to do what they can. It's just been very tough for them to keep up completely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The first tax season with President Donald Trump's new tax plan is underway, and many folks are a little bit surprised that they're receiving about 8% less in their return than what they did in years past. But according to CPA Paul Schwartz, that's actually a good thing.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
And finally, coming soon to a McDonald's menu near you, donut sticks. They will be appearing nationwide at McDonald's across the country starting February 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A candlelight vigil is planned for tomorrow evening for a St. George man who lost his life in a snowmobile accident last week. A cold front that is sweeping through Utah continues to create hazardous conditions into this morning. A driver escaped serious injury after rolling on a slushy road during a winter storm in western Iron County yesterday afternoon. A woman is in jail after allegedly stealing nearly $350,000 from her employer by falsifying records and conducting unauthorized transactions on company accounts. Fire and medical crews were stretched to the limit in Mesquite, Nevada Saturday after multiple calls scattered fire engines and ambulances across 32 square miles to tend to fires, crashes, and medical calls. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 46 degrees today, clear and 28 overnight, partly cloudy and 53 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
America. Drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere. When I come down here to Texas, I was looking for something. I didn't know what. It seems like you add up my life and I spend it all either stomping other men or, in some cases, getting stomped. Had me some money and had me some medals. But none of it seemed a lifetime worth the pain of the mother that bore me. It was like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. That's what's important. To feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
The words of wisdom for the week on a Monday. I love it. Good old John Wayne. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I am excellent.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow, you said that with such exuberance.
I want people to believe it.
Are you trying to believe it? Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. We've got Dr. Pesta today, and just a whole lot to talk about, as you can probably imagine. And a lot, I think, to get educated on, which is really the point of the whole show, so that we can know what's really going on and maybe talk about principles and get down to the brass tacks of what's going on in America, why, how to solve it, how to help it. And so glad that you're joining us on this little journey of ours. That's really what this show's been for 7 years, is a journey to figure out what's going on and why are we here and how can we stop this.
Let me know when we get close.
I will. Oh, man, it seems, it's just, I know, and it can seem like you're getting pummeled by the news. It just feels that way sometimes. And I'm one that feels that way all the time, too. But there's a lot of hope, I think, in being educated and realizing new principles. And there's that's what I actually want to talk about today in the latter half of the show. I want to get down to some really great principles. I just think that's what changes hearts and minds. And we were Uncle Milty and I were just talking about the lunacy of some of these liberals. And you find a lot in that party that are complete and total lunatics. And they're showing their lunacy every day in the headlines. I mean, they're showing it to us. Without shame. They don't even care. And we were just talking about how they're almost tripping over themselves to be more idiotic than the next. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah. And so we're at a place now where we feel pummeled by the news, but it's almost as if it's like letting that noose hang themselves. You know, they're putting their lunacy out. They're tripping over each other to do it. The headlines are just rife with all of these examples of this, from Warren to everybody else. And it's almost like you're just watching a show of the lunatics, the parade of lunatics on display. And And so I think as much as we can point it out, as much as we can give the sane version of what's going on, I think the better. It's just it is going to get crazier too. It's going to kick up a few notches, I'm sure, in this next year.
But to me, the craziest part is the people that actually believe them. How can you believe this stuff? I mean, it's some of it's so absurd,
right?
That anyone with a kindergarten education should be able to tell something's not
well,
right.
Well, are they? I mean, how many people really are? Okay, I have noticed comments from people on Facebook, and there are people that aren't going to question. I get that. But I think they try to make it sound like way more in this camp than
they
actually
do.
Are. And that's because they can use the media to be the byline of the credibility of the story. So,
and that's it.
Yeah.
If the media backs them up,
right,
and they say 62% of people think that we should let anybody who wants cross the border,
yeah,
and the media backs it up, there's people that are going to say, well, I mean, it's got to be true or it wouldn't be on the news.
It wouldn't be on the news. And look at this poll. They had to poll somebody.
Yeah.
Let's talk about polls, shall we? I mean, my gosh, there aren't hardly any that I would trust.
Not one legitimate one left.
And we're to the point now where I hope that you're doing the same thing I'm doing, is every time I see a poll being cited, especially here in Utah, it's interesting where it comes from, and usually the same place. And usually that's not good. So always do your homework on where the poll's coming from. And if you'll notice, the polls that are the most dishonest will never allude to how the questions were asked. They'll never say, you know, how they came to this conclusion or why people said what they did. And so that's kind of an interesting angle, too. I did a big piece on Alexandra over the weekend. And as I was going down that rabbit hole, I couldn't stop going down it. And I'll tell you why. It wasn't because she lied about her resume, which she did. That I found out. A huge lie. And it was the only thing in her resume that gave her any credibility whatsoever as somebody that could put two brain cells together for an actual thought. So, because when you hear her speak, and then what all these people are saying she did in her resume, there's no way that the two match up. And so I went down that rabbit hole to try and find out what it was that didn't seem right to me. And as I did that, what amazed me more than her lying to me was the people that were also lying to contain the lie.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm so shocked with the amount of people that decided that they would also bolster up this lie in numerous ways. People that worked for Obama, people that worked for the, certain divisions of space and of the naming of asteroids and comets and things, and then also working for MIT and Harvard. You just wouldn't believe how many people were in on this lie about her. Isn't it insane?
It is insane.
And I know it's a little thing, and I know people would go, but why did you invest so much time into figuring that out? Because who cares about somebody's resume? Who cares about about something that she said she did in high school? Well, I'll tell you, it was the only thing that she's done.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. She's 29 years old, right? Alexandria, useful-idiot. That's the only thing she's done. And people were calling her out and saying how brilliant she was and how we should listen to her. And even going as far, I'm not kidding, as saying that she should be in charge of government because of the way that she can go about describing things to people and how brilliant she is at science. And this award she got in science, that tells us that somebody of her nature should be speaking out about government and explaining socialism to us, the stupid idiots of America, that we're just not getting it. We're just not getting this new form of socialism and how amazing it is. And that is why I went down that particular road, was because I thought something's not right here. She did not get that award, and I can prove it. And I knew I could prove it from the onset. How weird is that? Do you know, I was listening to a talk. I had to drive to Vegas yesterday.
Oh.
And I was listening to a talk, and I love listening to speeches and talks, you know, going down and back. It's a great time to think. And it was, please listen to that inner voice that tells you something is off. and it's all we have.
Yep.
It is the only thing we have. So, and it's true. You can feel that. You feel that something's not right. You feel that you're being sold a box of rocks. There will be people that don't feel that way, and don't waste your time trying to convince them.
No.
Because all it'll cause is animosity, and it's not even worth it, because unless they're feeling it, they won't care what you have to say.
Well, and it makes you feel like you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because somehow I know I should be able to get through to this person.
Right.
They're alive. Their brain is functioning. They should understand this if I explain it right.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how you explain it.
Nope. It sure doesn't. And so you just have to maybe stick with more like-minded people that are open to feeling what is going on around them, and that leads them to do research, because that's the only thing that's going to cause somebody to do research. You can't argue your way into somebody's, mindset to try and get them to see it. But I just, all the more reason, just stay very alert. That's all I can say. There's a couple things in Utah that were going on that really struck me. And I wanted to mention this because I thought this was touted as something amazing. This was a Cedar City clinic who was recognized for their groundbreaking mental health integration model. And I was looking at this, and I want to know if you got the same feeling too, because this is how crazy this is getting. They were kind of given all these accolades for making sure that no matter what your problem is, if you go to the hospital, that you will be questioned for your mental health. It could be a stubbed toe. It could be, I don't know. Think about all the accidents that happen that are just so crazy, out of the blue, random accidents. But when you go to the hospital, they wanted to make sure that you filled out a mental health questionnaire so that they could treat all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the problem you're coming in for. The only one that they're supposed to care about, because that's the only problem you're coming in for and paying for, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that they have a special interest in your complete mental health picture, and they want that on documented.
No. Wonder why.
I know. And I know some of you are saying, well, that sounds really nice.
It does.
I feel so much better even saying it, right? They care. They care about my whole being. Okay. No, this is not what that is. And I know that the people doing it might even be swept up in the idea of we're really caring about the patient because we care about their whole mental health.
Mm-hmm.
The total health is what they kept calling it.
Yeah.
And they said this is an important shift that is happening in healthcare. It is an important shift that is very dangerous that is happening in healthcare, not a good one. And I would never fill out a questionnaire that asked me about my mental health walking in for a cut on my foot or something else. No way.
The assumption is that you have a mental health problem.
Mm-hmm. And that we're going to try and find it.
We're going to find it and fix it for you.
Yeah. And it'll be documented in our records forever.
Well, just the fact that you had a mental health evaluation in your record says bad things about you.
Yeah. And so please think twice before you fill things like this out. It's the questions of, here you have diabetes and maybe you're depressed. Well, maybe you are depressed because you have diabetes. That's pretty normal. It's not a mental health condition. Okay. So it isn't classical depression, clinical depression. It's the fact that you might feel kind of bummed that you have it, but they want to hopefully, I think, turn that into something a little bit more substantive, right? It's ridiculous. We'll be right back. Also, a couple of laws going through you need to know about, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back with the Jared Wheeler Show, a.k.a. the Doctor of Love. And we have caller number 9. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wheeler. It's Joseph. Thanks for having me. I've lost a spark in my relationship, and I'm hoping you could help me. Oh, I love the show, by the way.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to take care of you today, but first, a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor Special. They doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. All right, Joe, now tell me about her.
It's Joseph. She's a little older, and she...
Joe, I need to know.
Joseph. She was born in 1984.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I've seen it all before. All right, Joe, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hook you up with not just the love package from St. George Auto Gallery, but a brand new car!
Visit stgautodeals.com.
It's Joseph.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle group.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster with up to 72 months, no interest financing. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight. Luff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
We're looking for the best of Southern Utah.
Best of Southern Utah.
The best restaurants, the best doctors, the best places to shop.
Best of Southern Utah.
It's time to nominate your favorites.
Best of Southern Utah.
Hurry, there's only a few more days to nominate.
Best of Southern Utah.
Nominate now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Best of Southern Utah.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Very few times in life can you see your dreams become reality. But when it happens, the experience can be life-changing. For nearly three decades, the St. George Area Parade of Homes has been turning dreams to reality. And we've put together an incredible parade in 2019 with 30 homes for the first time. This year, let us help bring your dreams to life. February 15th through 24th. Go to ParadeHomes.com for tickets and information.
AWI Networks is Southern Utah's most reliable internet provider. Plus, we have another great feature for members of the AWI Networks family. It's our generous referral program. For every person you refer that signs up with AWI Networks, you get a $50 credit on your account. You enjoy super fast and reliable internet, tell your friends and family, and get rewarded handsomely. It starts at awinetworks.com.
AWI.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely and longing as too much.
Great song. Uncle Milty's over here rocking out. You can't see him, but welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining us. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call in. We want to talk about Gold Star, all kinds of stuff on your license, all kinds of stuff coming up in this segment of the show. Also, make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They're doing some amazing work. And really, you know, sometimes even what you might have is a gluten allergy. It might be something that you haven't even thought of that is causing a lot of symptoms. It can be symptoms for something else that you think might be something else. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They can do a real quick blood test on you and get down to the bottom of that. And they also have hyperbaric treatment to help you with whatever's ailing you. It's very, very cool.
You know,
I love it.
It's interesting because some of the biggest advancements made in medicine are not in treatment. They're in diagnostics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people haven't got that message yet that, hey, you can go in with a simple blood test and find out all kinds of things.
You really
now.
Can.
Yeah.
What you're low on, that's will be causing some symptoms you might be having. They also do hyperbaric for, all kinds of stuff, even brain traumatic injury, Alzheimer's, MS, cancer, chemotherapy. I mean, you name it, they're helping with it. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. Tell them we sent you. They really are doing tremendous work. They've helped us out personally, and I can't say enough good things about Ryan and his staff. InsideOutHyperbarics@gmail.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics. They're just awesome. So I just want to mention just for a second, because we were just talking about this, is this group in Cedar City at the Cedar City Hospital saying, you know, we're having everybody fill out this huge questionnaire on mental health, no matter what they're coming in for. You know, the people aren't asking for that. This is the interesting thing about this story. The story is trying to give accolades for this, okay? And wow, this is a breakthrough protocol. You can go in and you can do all these questionnaires and then they're going to treat the whole you. You didn't ask for that. When you're going into the hospital, you're asking for a specific thing, and that is to get and pay for services for a specific ailment, a problem that you have. You're not asking them to diagnose you with a mental health problem. Yet the questionnaire that they want to give you, because they feel on their end, staff-wise and hospital-wise, this will help them with you, okay? You're not asking for it. So what they're saying basically is, look, we want to do it the way we want to do it. We want to address the problem you're coming in and paying us for the way we want to, not the way you want to. And so we're going to get behind your mental health prognosis, even if you don't think you have one.
So
that
you're
is
in,
scary.
So you're in a car accident. Mm-hmm. You go to the hospital and they start talking to you and it was the other driver's fault. And they say, did you get angry at the other driver?
Ooh.
How did you feel when you got angry at the other driver? Did you think about your firearms when you got angry at the other driver?
Oh,
you know, I mean, they can make you look like they could have you locked up if you answer some questions wrong.
I mean, and sometimes, you know, people want attention. You know, I was at the post office today and there was somebody that clearly wanted a lot of attention and was really going on and on. Just really wanting attention and maybe hadn't gotten out to talk to anybody for a year and needed people to talk to. And so, you know, talking away, long line, doesn't matter. Talking. And I feel for those people because I feel like, you know, hey, they need to talk to somebody and I'm not going to judge and be mean about it. I'll stand in line for an hour. It's not a big deal. But just, you know, talking. And I thought, I think of some of these people going in that want a friend to talk to and then want to really expand on all their problems and issues. And maybe it's just how they're feeling that second, but not how they're always feeling. I just think they're really messing with people, also with the documentation of this. Do not fill out mental health questionnaires. And you might want to let maybe aging parents know that, or maybe, you know, people that go in that feel like they have to do whatever the hospital tells them to do. No, you don't. And because they're inventing protocols for themselves, doesn't mean the public wants it, A, and B, has to do it. You do not have to do this to get services at a hospital. So don't. Just don't. I would never answer these questions. Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that song?
What song?
They're coming to take me away.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've reached that point. They're coming to take you away.
I know. So on that note, I just wanted to mention that sometimes when we give accolades, what are we actually giving accolades for? The other thing is the gold star on your license.
I'm feeling so Jewish.
What is the deal with this gold star? I'm not.
Well, this is
it does
federal
look like
thing.
That. I'm sorry. It does look like that. What in the world?
It's a federal requirement. The feds passed some legislation that we had to basically have a national ID, but they couldn't do that. So instead what they did was they mandated that the states do some things before they issued driver's licenses. So one of the things I noticed, I just renewed my driver's license, and they insisted that I bring my birth certificate to utility bills to prove my ad. I mean, I had
a stool sample,
a blood sample, and a urine sample, and turn all that stuff in to prove exactly who I am. And but that now entitles me to the gold star when they issue them, which I'm thrilled about because otherwise you're not going to be able to get on an airplane.
Yeah,
go into a federal courthouse.
You can't go into a federal courthouse without a gold star on your license.
Any federal building that has...
This is so reminiscent of a time when people were made to put those on their clothes. Do you remember that time?
They used to say, "Your papers, please."
Oh, my gosh. This should just kind of sketch people out.
I can't believe... You know, the United States of America... The government has never, ever been allowed to restrict our travel in such ways.
Nope. You're right. You're absolutely
and,
right.
And they can't do it now.
Yeah. I know. This is just insane, you guys.
But I've got them beat.
You got them beat?
Yep. I'm buying a private plane. They can't stop me from getting
this
on
I gotta
my own
see.
Plane.
All right. This I got to see. Yeah, you have to have it by October 2020, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If your license expires after October of 2020, you'll get a new one in the mail with the gold star.
Because you've already complied
because you've
and
already
brought in all this
done
nonsense.
If yours expires after, you've already given the stool sample and the urine sample. So then you'll get it. If yours expires before, then you're going to be trying to go down with all the samples.
Oh, my gosh. This isn't, Well, here we are. I mean, honestly, that new territory. We're entering really new territory.
Well, the only thing left will be if they set up checkpoints at the state borders.
Yeah.
No. Right. You want to go into Nevada? Let me see your gold star.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
I'm frightened. All right. The other thing, Utah driverless vehicle bill navigates its first legislative challenge. It's a bill that's been in the making for years, allowing driverless vehicles to go on the highways. Boy, I can't wait to drive alongside one of these things. I'll never be driving in one of these, by the way. So unanimous approval of the legislative committee on Friday. That is the first step in toward becoming a law. So, why are we doing this? Do they have any authority? No, they don't. They don't have any authority.
No,
they don't care. In Sandy has spent the last 4 years assembling his proposal, HB 101. And this will lay the groundwork for navigating the legal ramifications of these fully driverless or semi-driverless. The world is a semi-driverless. You sit there and watch your car drive into a fence? What? Okay, anyway. A concept, this was actually reserved for the realm of science fiction years ago, but he really is dying to make this. This is the hill this guy wants to die on, is this driverless car thing.
What I don't understand is how these legislators decide that they're expert enough to decide when it's okay for us to ride in driverless cars. I would like to decide that for myself.
Yeah.
By watching.
Yeah.
When I see that there's no more people being killed each week in driverless cars, I might feel better about it.
And that's your prerogative. this is just so crazy. Self-driving cars, like he says, you know, they need to be able to deal with 2 feet of snow and a washed out road and a rainstorm. And, you know, these vehicles will get into accidents. And what will we do when there's an accident? You know,
call
what?
My insurance company.
We have enough problems already with just driver error in people driving that maybe shouldn't have a license or, you know, heaven forbid, not be driving at all. But this is the most ridiculous thing to become a legislator, that this is the thing that you got to go do for 4 years.
Well, the reality, Kate, is that if the car's driverless, mm-hmm. then you can't prove whose fault it was.
Well,
there's no driver.
Yeah, we're leaving.
It's the car's fault. Who are you going to sue? The car?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the owner of the car. Well, you can't sue the owner of the car just because the car got in an accident.
Yeah.
It's not the owner's fault.
We're leaving. So there'll have to be so many bills on this to counteract the problems that are coming on this.
Be a full-time job.
Yeah. And why do we need this? I guess I don't understand. If I'm in a car, why do I need it to be driverless? Isn't the whole point I want to go on a drive? I want to go drive my car. I'm in charge of my car. I'm in charge of where I take my body in my car. Why driverless? Why?
And why not just let the market take care of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because
I mean, that's
they don't have
the
any
real
authority.
Bottom line. Let the market take care of it.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, I think it's really interesting about this driverless concept, because if I want to go somewhere and not have to do the driving, they already invented something for that. It's called a bus, and it takes me all over town anywhere I want to go.
Yep.
And it's a lot cheaper than owning a vehicle that does it for me.
Amen.
I just don't get it. I don't either. I mean, it's a cool concept, but we're going to be putting people's lives on the line, mm-hmm. it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me.
Right.
I mean, I went to Europe, and public transportation over there is everywhere.
It's easy
to use, and they've done that for, you know, centuries.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have to duplicate it, but we're thinking from the consumer standpoint of, I got to have everything and I want to do it myself. Yeah. And it's like, you know,
well,
we already have a method for this.
Like you said, you can go on a bus and just close your eyes. Pretend it's driverless. You don't even have to look at the bus driver.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you. We got to go to break. Thank you so much. Yeah.
When the years I lived in Germany, we always rode the trolley.
Yeah.
And I had a car.
Yeah.
But it was easier and cheaper to ride the trolley. And it was fun.
Sometimes these legislators get in and they don't know what to do with themselves. And you know what? Write them a letter and say, do you know it's okay to be bored? Did you know that you could get into office and if you don't do anything, we'll still pay you? And we'll actually be grateful for it. Just do nothing. Do nothing. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about putting your name on a piece of legislation. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back. Jared Wheeler here, Doctor of Love. We got caller number 9. Who are we talking to?
Oh. Hi, Doctor of Love. I'm having some relationship issues that I'm a bit embarrassed to talk about.
Hey, don't be embarrassed. We've all been there. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I got myself a special little thing out there in the driveway.
What are you talking about?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, all right. At that, let's hear a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery. This month, in February, they are partnering with Society Spa to bring you something special for the Love Show listeners. A free couples massage with every vehicle purchase. You already know, they love the show, they're the best deal in town, they got that free warranty, check them out. All right, Herbert, we're back to you, my man, what's going on? It sounds like Herbert's working out some issues, so be sure to check out our sponsor, you know, that visit stgautodeals.com, yeah.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
I'm on the phone!
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
You've been waiting, and now it's here. The newest Little Caesars is now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. Best of all, you can order on the new Little Caesars app. Walk in, skip the line, and get your pizza in seconds out of the new Little Caesars Pizza Portal. And you're out the door. And right now, stop in and get a free 2-liter when you order any pizza online. Use promo code FREE2L1. Stop in and check out the newest Little Caesars today and get the best pizza value in America. Now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. The easiest way to pizza just got easier.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370. Or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Into that. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Talking about driverless cars and how this one representative up north, a man 4 years on this thing, really wants this thing to go through. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. The driverless car thing, I think, is mainly about control.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got GPS in every car, and you can bet that if you've got a new car with that, they can trace every movement from the day that left the showroom until the day they want to check it.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, that's pretty obvious, I think. But on the law thing, I find it interesting that one of my friends sent me a... It was a tape of a symposium held at Hillsdale College, which is a good college, but it still has professors and law people. And they were talking about the amount of laws that we have. And they were all in agreement that there are so many laws in the United States, you could not read them all in a lifetime.
Everything the founders didn't want to have happen, that you couldn't understand what was being passed, that you didn't get a say in it, and that that somebody had to interpret it for you.
and I'm sure that includes all of the agencies that just create law by, writing up whatever they call it. So, it seems kind of funny that there are only laws that restrict the government. There's only basically really... outside the Constitution, there's 10 in the Bill of Rights, and most of those are not being followed, but there's literally millions of laws that we're supposed to follow, and these guys brag on how much they can get done by passing new and better and more restrictive laws every year. Every time they pass a law, we lose some freedom.
Yep, and we have to stop congratulating them by keeping them in office when they do this.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really love the phone call. Great call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. Sam calling.
Hi there.
Here's a perfect solution.
Okay.
Well, it's not a perfect solution, but it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but you get my drift here.
Sure.
Let's stop all the farm subsidies, because after all, we need farmers to truly grow stuff that we can use, okay? That's the first part. Second part, let's take what used to go to the farmers for farm subsidies and come up with legislator subsidies, and the requirement would be that you can't pass any more laws.
Okay, I love it. Oh, man.
That's all I got.
Thanks. It's, No, nobody said it wasn't insane. It's insane. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Howdy.
Hi there.
Two things.
Sure.
Channel 10... up in Michigan had a thing on the news that said frostbite causes immediate harm and damage. Demonstration at 10. Who are they going to demonstrate on? Now I want to talk to you about the driverless cars, but now I come from the big city of St. Louis. So we have guns. Now, are you aware that these guns can come up from the basement and they load themselves and they go out of the house, unlock the door all by themselves, and they shoot somebody just because they don't like them, and there's actually no human involved.
Yeah, they're called trained guns. They do it all on their own, and when they want to.
Yeah, and since you're talking about the driverless cars, Judge Judy had one where this guy hit somebody, and his argument was he didn't, the car did.
Wow.
She didn't buy that argument.
I didn't think so. That's funny.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I love it.
The actual official title of those guns he was talking about are marksmanless guns.
Oh, marksmanless guns. Right. I just call it the trick gun in the basement. Can't wait for it to come up and shoot itself. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's crazy what we applaud them doing to us, too, because this is how they feel like they need to get paid. And so then we say, well, you're doing such a good job. Well, I'm actually glad to see a lot of repeals in this session. That's good. I guess let's kick a lot of this stuff to the curb. But this new stuff with this is insane.
Well, it's the fact of the matter is that throughout the course of everyone's day, they probably break the law 4 or 5 times.
Of course. And then I do a few on purpose, to, in addition, just to add to it.
Yeah. So it's going to be at the point where unless there's a law that says you can do something, then it's illegal.
Yeah. What I find kind of interesting with this, it reminds me of the Google glasses. The Google glasses that everybody thought were going to take over and that they were cool. then we realized that nobody wanted to walk around with a big old video recorder on their eyeball, and nobody, and that nobody really wanted to do that. No. It wasn't user friendly, and it's not also something the user wants. At the end of the day, these people will clamor to come up with these kinds of things that are new and cool, and everybody goes, ooh. And then you start to think about the practicality of it, and they basically shoot themselves in the foot because there won't be a lot of people clamoring for this. Now, I know you're probably thinking, okay, just wait 10 years. Probably, you know, it's like the same thing people said, the internet will never take off. No, I get what you're saying. But this, in particular, the driverless car, the reason that you get in your car is you like the autonomy. You like to go out and drive your car. Mm-hmm. There's something about that is you're in control of where you're going. People don't want to give that up as readily. People don't. And I think they're feeding into some sort of strange maybe poll or narrative that was created that said that American people want this, and we just don't. It won't sell like I think they think it will.
Well, and not only that, but in every movie where they have futuristic movies where they have driverless cars, mm-hmm. whenever there's a problem, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
The driver takes over.
Yeah, so true.
Every time.
It's so true. And let me tell you the reasoning behind this, because this will make you laugh, and then I want to move on. The reasoning behind this bill, and I'm not joking when I say he said there are 30,000 accidents in which people die every year in cars, 30,000 accidents. Of that, 94% are human error. Well, yeah, because humans are driving the cars, and you're not going to be able to stop that. And so now what he wants to do is take the 94% human error and say it was the car error. So all we did really, we're not stopping the 30,000 accidents. We're not stopping anything or doing anything to change this, because you're still going to have software errors that result in accidents. What he's trying to say is, well, we just don't want it to be the human's fault. Well, it will be. It always will be. There's no such thing as zero fatalities ever. There will always be fatalities. There will always be car fatalities. There will always be every kind of fatality, because you can't stop that. And so these people seek to try to stop what can't be stopped, and do it in a way that not only takes our tax dollars and costs us money without our consent, without our knowledge, really, because a lot of people won't even know this is even going through with our taxpayer dollars, but they do this and they're proud of themselves for doing it. I want to steal your money, and I want to present something to you that you don't want or will ever want. And then you're going to thank me for it by keeping me here in office to do more of this. That's how loony this is getting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, crazy. It's just... So, no, I don't want driverless cars, and I don't want a gold star on my driver's license. What in the what?
Yeah.
I can't even...
To be honest, I don't even want a driver's license,
you know,
with or without a gold star.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting a little crazy. Jeff Bezos had pictures leaked about him. And I always, the irony of this, there was some articles coming out mainstream that said the irony of him building a surveillance state while having stuff leaked about him is just so funny. I mean, that's why the lunacy of the hypocrisy is so showing, and it's so prevalent. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
Just wanted to think about something a little bit with your driverless car or your automatic driver, whatever it was.
Yeah, driverless cars.
Ultimately, if they're trying to get away from or sell the point that it's not human error any longer, technically that argument doesn't work, because some human had to program the car. So... either way, you get human error.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That's right.
It's a fantastic point. It dials back down to the human, no matter what we do. And so this guy wants to say no fatalities based on human error. That is an impossibility. That can't ever happen. But this is what they're after.
And you know, people ride horses. People get bucked off horses.
Yep.
People ride in airplanes. I mean... life happens, uncertainty happens, accidents happen. You just can't get away from that. So, again, are people going to run around in bubble wrap? You know, we're going to bubble wrap our kids and our grandparents. And I mean, it's just not
Well,
really plausible.
And then we're going to run the world on unicorn farts, according to Alexandria. So, yeah, we live in a really crazy new world. That's what we live in.
Very.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. By the way, before I forget, I have two sets of tickets to Parade of Homes. First two callers to call in, get these. They're worth $15 a piece. Two tickets to Parade of Homes. I have two sets of them. And call up right now, 888-673-1450, and I will give these tickets to you. They'll be here at Canyon Media for this weekend. By the way, this weekend, Dick Morris is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Saturday. If you want to hear him speak, go to the Republican website. You can grab tickets there. And so there you go. All right. First two people to get these tickets, go right ahead. Caller, what's your first name?
Can I get...
Caller. Whoops. There. Are you there?
Oh, sorry. There. Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name?
Kristen.
Kristen. Okay. They will be here for you at the front desk at Canyon Media, the receptionist desk. Two tickets. Parade of Homes. You got them. Yeah, you bet. No problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. It looks like you got yourself two tickets to Parade of Homes. What's your first name?
Yay. That is.
What is it?
I'm so excited.
What's your first name?
Betty,
you got it. All right, come over to Canyon Media, and we'll get you those tickets. Thank you. I've really.
Where are you located?
Up by Desert Hills High School and Bloomington Hills Elementary School. All right.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You betcha. All the tickets are gone. Sorry about that. I'll try to get some more for you. We'll hit up Carl. I wish I had time to go into this other topic, but I'm not going to. Maybe we'll hit it in the last hour of the show. But and maybe we'll talk to Pesta about this. There was a great write-up on creating ADHD in the classroom. Used to be repetition. Repetition is old world. ADD, creating ADD, is the new way that they would like to teach your kids. We'll talk about this. And I think actually it would be really good to talk about this with Pesta too, to kind of get his take on this, when he comes on the show in a minute. It's a really fascinating way to look at exactly what we're about, what we're doing in the classroom. And, I always like that a lot.
Hmm.
Very, very cool. Anyway, so we have that. And then Mike Lee, his name was on something that talked about guns, right?
Yeah.
More legislation?
Well,
what happened?
Let me think.
Yeah.
He wants to spend some federal money to give privacy protection to gun owners by prohibiting the use of federal money for state gun registries.
Mm-hmm.
So if the state wants to have a state gun registry, he's okay with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as they don't use federal money to fund it.
Well, what's he doing?
That's basically what he's saying.
Hmm.
You know, state registries are okay, mm-hmm. but you just can't use federal money to fund it. That's his big argument.
No,
he's a little disappointing lately.
Well, there's some things, and it's like sometimes I'm clapping loudly for him, and then other times I'm scratching my head thinking, why aren't you on this one side that I thought you would be on, because we know you, why wouldn't you be on the right side of this one?
I think it's that they like the acronyms. I think they like to sit around and make acronyms. This one's called the Gun Owner Registration Information Protection Act. Also known as the GRIP Act.
How do they come up with this?
Well, it's the acronym. Well, they come up with the acronym and then name it.
What he needs to do is stay strong in his Second Amendment stance, which I know he is, and just say, no registry. And not even about the funding for registry. No registry.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. So let's urge him to do that. Instead of maybe going after this one, you know, part of it, go after the whole banana.
Yeah.
The whole infringement. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show with Dr. Duke Pesta. Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. CopiersForSale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM. KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM. Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.